you know, it's an interesting time in our country, right? Very interesting time. We had a lively discussion at our table during the recession. That was Freudian. Reception. But it's an interesting time. Unemployment is 3.8%. The stock market has reached a new high. But as a country, we remain deeply divided over issues of race and human rights. While the economy is robust overall, significant disparity persists between Black and white America. Black unemployment is 5 points higher than the average for the country. And almost one-third of Blacks live in poverty, compared to one-eighth of the total population. The year of which I speak is 1968. Could have been described in 2018. Please think about that, because that was 50 years ago. Please think about that. 50 years ago. And it describes this country today, these same statistics. I could go on about that, but I'll let Dr. Joseph do that. There were notable and are notable differences between 1968 and 2018, though. The average cost of a new home in 68 was $27,000. Today, $277,000. The median household income then was $8,000, not quite, compared to $60,000 now. And I know you remember this one, because back then, your gas was 34 cents a gallon. yeah, it's about 12 times that now. But it was a very eventful and tumultuous year. I think we can agree with that in our history. We saw the assassination of Martin Luther King on April 4th. 2 months later, the assassination of Robert Kennedy in June of that same year, 1968. Of course, there won't forget the election of Richard Nixon in 1968 as the 37th president of the United States in November. On a side note, think about this one. That embattled president, Richard Nixon, that embattled president was taken down by a anonymous, senior administration official that they nicknamed Deep Throat. Are there any parallels? And a guy named, how about this one? A guy named Bob Woodward authored a best-selling book called All the President's Men that chronicles, oh my God, the dysfunction at the White House.
Really?
That's fascinating. It's interesting. You know, maybe he'll do that again. But for me, I will always remember 1968 as the year that I would leave my hometown, Houston, and head to UT, a mere 17-year-old freshman. There I would meet other young men, Black men and women, but quite a few who lived at the same dorm I did, off-campus dorm called Kirby Hall. That's a school now, by the way. It's a private school. Many of those women became lifelong friends, and several of them, thankfully, are here today. Would y'all raise your hands, my Kirby Hall girls? Thank you for coming. Back then, it was common to be the only Black person in your class. In fact, it was common to walk miles back and forth from the dorm to the campus, never seeing another face like yours. But no matter what we might encounter on campus or in class that day, we knew, the Kirby Hall girls knew, that at the end of the day, we would head back to Kirby, our safe haven.
Wow. Is that right?
Where we could laugh, we could cry, we could sing, and we could listen to
just me.
Yeah.
It was tumultuous. It was special.
I'm hanging.